Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present I'm Telling the Truth, But I'm Lying, Essays by Bassi Iqbi. This is The Author. For Yuji, my first love and still the most beautiful woman I've ever known. For Daddy, who has always been my hero. For the loves of my life, Kanke, Jaysom, Kebe, and Alawe. All I've ever wanted was to make you proud. I hope there's still time. Perhaps it is just as well to be rash and foolish for a while. If writers were too wise, perhaps no books would get written at all. It might be better to ask yourself why afterward than before. Zora Neale Hurston, Dust Tracks on a Road. Portrait of a Face at 40. There will be new lines, new ways your face will fold and crease. Your right eyebrow will thin, the left will wither away entirely. You still have not learned the proper way to build a face. Your eyeliner, like your life, is thick and uneven. See how your cheeks droop. You will brush blush across them, etch angles into your face, attempt to contour a presumption of prominence even as your cheekbones lean down towards your swollen lips. Someone once told you, "You always look like you've just been kissed and left." He told you this before anyone had ever covered your mouth with theirs. But so many have kissed and left so many times since then, you wonder if you should find him and ask him to remove the curse. Your mouth is too full of regrets to age properly, but the forehead holds spots and wrinkles, and let us not forget the constellation of marks and freckles that circles the eyes. They are beauty marks now. In 5 years, they'll be moles. There will be whispers of removal. They will say, possibly cancerous. You will beg to keep them. You're proud of the way the night loved you so much, it offered you stars for your face. That is what your grandmother told you. And do grandmothers lie? Not when she held the same face. This face she gave your mother, silently asking her to pass it on. And she did. Only a woman so small and wise could give birth to herself so many times. This first essay is to prove to you that I had a childhood. I need to prove to you that I didn't enter the world broken. I need to prove that I existed before, that I was created by people who loved me and had experiences that turned me into these fragmented sentences. But that I was at one point whole, that I didn't just show up as a life already destroyed. The problem is that I don't remember much about my childhood and have only fragments of everything else. The things I do remember, I remember with a stark clarity. The things I've forgotten are like that faded print on stacks of old newspaper, yellow and so brittle that to touch them risks their turning to dust. Pages left for so long that you can't remember why they were saved. These headlines have no clues, they're just proof that there was a history, that a thing happened on a day before today. My childhood is all that ink-faded newsprint on yellowed paper, with only a few words, sometimes just a few letters, that can be made out. My memory isn't empty. It isn't blank. It isn't dust or moth-filled. It is a patchwork of feelings and sensations. The way the air smells when plantain is fried in an outdoor kitchen. The gentle yet firm way the breeze moves when a rain is headed towards Ugep. The subtle shift in energy when a visitor approaches the compound. I don't know if it was Tuesday or May or if anyone else was there. I can assume they were, because why would I have been alone? But I also can't assume because my brain doesn't remember it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?